Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of your soul. We've talked about scriptures from the Word of God broadcast after broadcast showing you how the enemy comes against your soul to destroy it. And praise God, we're talking about how we can overcome and be victorious. And we've been talking in the last broadcast about specific things that come against you and then what the answer is for you in your life. We've talked about the fact that the enemy wants to get you into bitterness. You get into bitterness, it will defile you, it will defile others in your life. And what does he say? Put away that bitterness. Ephesians 4:31, let all that bitterness be put away. Let it go. Don't hold that bitterness. It is going to steal the peace of God. God wants you to have peace. Get your mind upon the Lord. Let go of the negative things that have occurred. Get your eyes on Jesus and start believing him, start walking with him, and he is going to turn things around. He can turn the bitterness into sweetness in your life as he comes and moves and brings his promises to pass. We also talked about putting away the anger. God doesn't want you abiding in anger. Let go of that anger in your life. You know, the soft answer turns away wrath. You don't want to have any be around the angry person or the furious person. If you deal in anger, you deal foolishly in life. God does not want us to have anger. He says, put away the anger. Let it go. Do not allow anger. Instead, you're going to have love towards one another. We're going to not respond in the flesh. We're not going to respond out of self. That's what anger does. Anger is responding. I'm angry because of what I think about it. Instead, respond in the Spirit. If you're going to have any anger or retaliation, it's going to be against the devil, because the devil is the one who's working through a person. You're going to be responding against the enemy in that situation, and you're going to learn to have compassion and love your enemies. The Bible says, love your enemies. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that have used you and persecute you. You pray for them. You see, we don't retaliate or have these negative attitudes from our soul. Instead, we move in the Spirit, and we retaliate against the spiritual enemy of the devil. That's what Jesus would do, and that's exactly what we're to do. Don't let that anger ever get to the place of hatred, otherwise you're a murderer. What's the answer? Walk in love. Every one of us has been commanded to walk in love. God has given us a command. You have been commanded to walk in love. That means it's a rule of authority. It's an order from God. It is not something that you just choose to do whenever you feel like it. If you are keeping the commandments of God and doing what he told you to do, you're going to walk in love at all times. That's the bottom line. I will walk in love. I will not respond out of the flesh in any situation in my life. Also, what else has damaged the soul and affected us? If we're disobedient. That's why you got to set yourself that I'm going to obey God's word. I'm going to be a hearer and a doer. If you obey, you'll be blessed. If you disobey, then curses will come upon us. Also, stay away from being rebellious. Learn to submit to God. What's the answer? For the person who has problems with rebellion and stubbornness, you need to start yielding to the Lord. If you'll yield unto the Lord and do what he says, willing and obedient, rather than refusing and rebelling, then you'll eat the good of the land. If you have problems getting in strife, that shows you got problems in the realm of the soul. If you are in the envy and strife, you're going to have confusion in every evil work. In fact, God says you're walking in carnality. Turn away from it. Be a peacemaker. Be one who gets in one accord. It takes two to enter into strife. Just don't enter into it and you won't have it. If you won't enter into it, you're not going to be having strife in your life. The Bible says the servant of the Lord must not strive. What do you do when people are coming to try to get you into strife? With meekness, you instruct those with the word of God, and meekness instructing them with the word, the truth. Give them the word so that they have a chance to acknowledge the truth, and then they can recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who has taken them captive at his will. people are taken captive when they get into strife. So you need to minister the word to them, but don't enter into the strife. Also, unforgiveness. Don't be in unforgiveness. Learn to forgive every person who has ever wronged you or hurt you in your life. Another thing we talked about is rejection. This has brought a lot of damage to people. They've been rejected. They've been hurt. They feel insecure. They feel inferior. They feel inadequate. Feel like nobody cares about them. You've got your eyes on the circumstances and on people. Yes, you've probably been through a lot of difficult situations in your life, but you've got to get your eyes on the Lord. He accepts you. There is one who accepts you, who will never leave you, who will never forsake you. He will carry you through. And there's those in the body of Christ who will accept you, who will love you, who will minister to you, who will be there to strengthen you and stand by your side. And you need to learn to not fall for that trick of rejection. Many people withdraw, they escape, they get depressed, they get discouraged, they get hopeless, they feel so inadequate and like they're never going to be able to function in relationships. That's the devil coming at you. He's lying to you. You resist that thing. God says you're accepted in the beloved. Believe it. God says that you can be secure in Him. God says that you're in right standing with Him. You're not inferior. You are right with God, and every one of us should see one another just in the same way. Every one of us are in right standing. We should never think of ourselves more highly than we ought. Also, you're a can-do person. You're not inadequate. Remember Philippians 4:13? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Don't give place to that attitude that says, I can't do it. You can do it. You can do everything that God tells you that you can do in the Word of God. You are the Christ dwelling in you, and you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He enables you. Get your eyes on Him. Get your eyes on the Word. Start doing what He says, and you're going to come forth in victory. If you don't, you listen to that inadequacy, inferiority, insecurity, rejection, you're actually letting the enemy damage your soul. Another thing that affects your soul is the area of pride. God wants us to turn away from that pride. God resists the proud, and He gives grace to the humble. It's important that we deal with pride. Pride will deceive us, and we must not let that come in. We've got to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. God does not want you to be in pride. Every one of us must humble ourselves. Deal with that pride. Submit yourself to the Lord. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Look at each one as valuable and precious. Don't ever exalt yourself over other people. Don't ever try to look better or set self-important type of spirit gets a hold of you. Instead, you need to see everybody as valuable and precious and important and make yourself of no reputation, essentially, instead of always looking for your reputation. Be like Jesus. Otherwise, it's going to damage your soul. Remember, God resists the proud. Also, many people's souls been damaged because they've escaped, they've withdrawn in depression, discouragement, hopelessness, and they've gotten into withdrawing in life. This is a great mistake. God does not want you to withdraw. He wants you to deal with the problems. Escaping into things, with escaping into food, escaping into drugs, escaping into alcohol, escaping into some hobby, escaping into the ways of the world, withdraw within self, isolate yourself. It's bringing damage to you. It's not dealing with your problems. You need to deal with them head on and not give place to the enemy, because remember, he's trying to get to your soul. God wants you to deal with that. Go right through that. Every one of us have had opportunities for the enemy to really do some damage in us and bring a lot of hurts and wounds and devastate us in areas to shut us down from being effective for the Lord. Don't give place to it. I've had to overcome. You got to overcome. Every single one of us have to overcome in the realm of the soul by making the choice to do what God says and not withdraw, not escape, but continue in the things of the Lord. Watch that you don't fall after depression. What's the answer? Hope. Don't be hopeless. Be hoping in the Lord. Hope is the anchor of your soul. He said, "Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." Psalms 42, verse 5 and verse 11. We're going to maintain hope. That's because your eyes are on the Word. Your eyes are on the Lord. He is your hope. Don't be discouraged. Too many people let themselves get discouraged and disappointed and down. What's the answer? Be strong and be of a good courage. Fear not. Don't be discouraged, but instead, you're to be of good cheer, of good courage. Why? Because Jesus overcame, and you can overcome. If you'll be strong and courageous and keep the word in your mouth and the word in your mind, God's going to be on the scene to fight your battles. He'll cause you to prosper, and you'll have good success. Joshua chapter 1, praise God. If you're in heaviness, what's God say? Isaiah 61:3 says, put on the garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Start praising and worshiping the Lord, and that heaviness will lift off of you. Perhaps you've had a lot of worry and anxiety. That's damaging your soul. The Lord says, cast those cares upon the Lord. Be anxious for nothing, Philippians 4:6. But what are you supposed to do? Start praying the Word of God. Start praying what the Word says. And think on the Word, and you'll have peace that'll pass all understanding. It'll guard your heart and your mind. Have you had problems where you're joyless? Joyless? God wants you to rejoice. Don't let that joylessness get up a hold of you. The joy of the Lord, your strength. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. The Bible says if you don't serve the Lord with gladness and joyfulness of heart, you're going to serve your enemies. Do not give place to that. That's a trick of the devil. He says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Many people have a lot of damage in their soul because they get anxious and nervous and upset and troubled about things. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He says, I've given you peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding is to be guarding your heart and your mind. Another thing that comes against your soul is people getting frustrated and impatient. What's the answer? Be long-suffering. Keep your eyes on the Word. Keep doing the Word consistent. Deny yourself. That's why you get frustrated so easily. You haven't seen things happen the way you want when you want them to happen. Don't be impatient. Be consistent on the Word, long-suffering. God's long-suffering, and He wants you to be long-suffering as well. Another thing that damages the soul if you're a procrastinator. Don't be a procrastinator and put things off all the time. Accomplish the things by being diligent. Be diligent to do what God has set before you. The diligent one, when you accomplish things, it is sweet to your soul. Praise God. Also, turn away from that foolish jesting and sarcasm. God doesn't want you to be speaking full of sarcasm, being a teaser, foolish jesting. You are going to minister death to people. Edify them. Ephesians 5:4 says, put that stuff away. Edify and strengthen one another. These things are damaging your soul. Put them away. Fill yourself up with the truth, and you're going to start walking in victory and have a fat soul that is going to be victorious in the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,